Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Is there a connection between finance and fitness? Ellie Kay and Dana Dimitri say yes and spell out the principles that are good for your wallet and for your body. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Ellie Kay talked about the latest book she's co-authored called Lean Body, Fat Wallet, and honed in on one of her four main principles, the 3D habit.
The 3D habit basically is to determine, distract, and delay. So those are the 3Ds. And what that basically looks like in action is this is a habit that will help you overcome temptation. It's a temptation deterrent strategy. You can use it in a wide variety of ways to deal with shopping urges, with eating urges, and it tends to work best if you plan ahead before you are in the temptation. And so basically it is determine, distract, and delay.
Determine, distract, and delay. So we determine whether or not we need the item. Is that the first thing?
Right. So let's say you're going to the grocery store, and because that's one that covers both health and wealth. So you're going to the grocery store, and you determine that you're going to stay on budget, that you're not going to give in to impulse buys, that you're going to buy healthy options and not buy that really fresh French bread that just came out of the oven. So you determine ahead of time, okay, this is my strategy for the grocery store so that I can stay on track both with my wallet and my waistline. And then the second thing is to distract. So a lot of times when you're going through the grocery store, the marketeers put the real pricey stuff right up front to where you're going to have to walk right by it. And these are the things that will tempt you along the way. So one way to distract yourself is just to kind of avoid those areas. Don't even walk through the gift and floral area. Don't walk through the bakery if you can help it, if you're trying to cut back on some carbs. So you distract yourself. That's the second step. And then delay. Let's say that you see an impulse item, whether you're in the grocery store, you're in the mall, just delay the purchase of that item. Just don't put it in the cart and determine, okay, if I still feel like I need it at the end of my grocery shopping, I'll go back and I'll pick it up. And it, like if you're in the mall, for example, if you see something that's on sale in a shop, then go get coffee, go eat your lunch, go do something else, and then go back later or even the next day. And it is amazing how this third part of 3D, the delay element, can really help short circuit the vast majority of temptation buying and splurge type of buying, where you're giving into that impulse to be able to pick up something that your budget doesn't need and that in some cases your waistline might not need either.